election next
year?
I'm going to run against it for the Harold Ford, the Democrats.
You are?
Oh, yes. I think I can beat him.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, if they don't redistrict this...
That's good news.
If they don't redistrict this 8th congressional district, then I have a good chance because a lot of people don't know that. Not that he isn't... I mean, he's a worthwhile subject, I guess. But there's no way to compare that man's experience with mine and to his values. Having been exposed to things that I have, I mean, I wouldn't want to... You couldn't expect a man 30 years of age to have as much experience as I've had at 64. Next year, I'm 65. And I'm not going to stop adding to my... I continue to study, I continue to read and evaluate things in terms of needs for people. I'm the only black person that works in the landfill department, and they send me anywhere. On my key ring, I've got the same thing that everybody is saying. This is what the guys don't seem to understand. See? This little key here is a very important key to the Shelby County. And I can get in the landfill right now. I can go out there and I'll be recognized by security guards and all this other thing. And I'm the only somebody other than people who work in this department can do. And everybody in the department doesn't have a key. So being a foreman is means that you have some degree of trustworthiness and they know that I'm a responsible person. They know that I'm not going to do anything that's going to embarrass the county. Mm-hmm. And even though we have people who don't recognize it, we have some people who like to abuse other people. Because I work with an operator every day, and he wants to insult everybody all the time. And yesterday we had harsh words for each other. You want to go over there and tell this man no? I said, no. I don't have that kind of intellect that I can go back bawling and yelling at people. And you don't have the right to do it. Don't tell him. I can do it. You do a lot of things that are not legal. And you didn't just start it now. You did it years ago. You've been abusing people a long time. But you can't abuse me. You're not my boss. We stand man to man on this job, man. You can't tell him. You run that dozing, I do the rest of everything else. So he shut up, went down and finally was one of his friends. He was going to ball out and run him off the place. So he came back looking real sickly. You see, this is the difference. He wants to jump on people, and I want to be nice to people. People come out there and say, well, where's that tall fellow that works out here? Oh, I don't know. He's what difference does it make? I mean, he says a lot of things. And the sailors come out there quite a bit. And every load of sailors come in there, I have something to say to them. I said, sailors have more fun. You know, on all the bags, you know. I keep this up. And I've always tried to be friendly. And I know when to be funny and when not to be funny. There's a serious side of everything, and you have to know when. If people in trouble, you try to help them. He doesn't. He sees the people out there suffering, he wants to go out there and throw some salt in the wound and push it in or rub it in. That's the type of individual he is. And he just brags all the time about his uncle, you know, who was a very wealthy man, owner. Oh my goodness, I guess he was worth $4 or $5 million. But he didn't leave him any.
Name is good to brag about, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it does because this was his life. He was a great lover of intoxicants, just whiskey. You know, he's a whiskey fan. And he ever plays off whiskey, he'll be dead. He knows.